Big week looms for Davante Adams, all expected to ramp up over the course of the next 48 hours. Number one destination, if he had his choice, is the New York Jets and his old friend Aaron Rodgers. They are for sure in it. Again, I would expect it to ramp up at the end of today. My understanding, guys, is the New Orleans Saints have actually been the most aggressive team in trying to get Adams from the Raiders. Of course, Derek Carr, his old friend, is their quarterback. There's been some other teams, the Steelers and Ravens among them. This is an interesting factor here. Aaron Rodgers, Davante Adams' good friend, has been talking to him, has been recruiting him. They remain close, just like Adams and Derek Carr, and the voice of Rodgers certainly has some sway here. This is going to be a fascinating situation to see how this all unfolds over the next couple days.
He's going to be a Jet. Davante Adams ain't coming here. Ben Roethlisberger on the Footballin' podcast with Spence, however, says if Davante Adams were a Pittsburgh Steeler, they'd be a Super Bowl contender. It would obviously help the offense. Someone texted in the last segment at 412-928-9370. What if Pickens was upset about the Davante rumors? Coaching staff saw his effort on the field and started cutting his snaps. If George Pickens were smart, he would pray for Davante Adams to come here. If you're in George Pickens' mind, you're thinking, I need to get paid, right? And I don't think it's going to happen. No matter if Davante Adams comes here or if Brandon Ayuk had come here or otherwise, I just don't think Omar Khan and company want to tie $30 million up in a guy who is this inconsistent and who can fly off the handle and then go missing on the back of a milk carton for games, weeks, months at a time. I don't think it's going to happen, but let's get in Pickens' mind here. Pickens is thinking, I need to put up numbers so that I can get mine, so I can make a fortune here. Well, to me, I don't think he gives a rip whether that's in Pittsburgh or any place else. He should be hoping Davante Adams comes here so that some of the coverage has to get rolled in that direction, because who's scarier, Davante Adams or George Pickens? It's Davante Adams. Coverage rolls that way. George Pickens free to make all those great catches that we've seen him make on the highlight reels through the last few seasons. I think his production would probably go up with Davante Adams. And then there's the element of competition there. The guy who gives 70% right now in a lot of his routes, a guy that's not blocking. Perhaps the competition would help him bust his butt. Perhaps not, but get in his head. He just wants to get paid. So if I'm him, I'm thinking, I want a threat on the other side so that some of the coverage comes off me. It shouldn't make him mad. And again, there's this whole chicken and the egg thing here. George Pickens mad he's not making enough plays. Then whenever he gets chances to make plays, he's either fumbling it away or the ball's going through his hands. And then he's not working hard to get open. This offense stunk on Sunday. For long stretches of time, this season has stunk. He's part of the stinkage here. He's part of the problem. Yeah, Davante Adams would help a lot. I just don't think he's coming here. 412-928-9370. Danny at work. Ah, you're calling from work. I love that, Danny.
Yeah, how you doing, man?
I'm good, buddy. How you?
Hey. All right, man. Hey, listen, Carl. Give me like a minute here.
Sure.
I got a couple things to touch real quick. First of all, I think this narrative has set in about Mike Tomlin. I just don't think it's true that he wants to play conservatively. And I just think that's what the hand he's dealt since 2018. The Steelers haven't had a franchise quarterback. They haven't had a real offensive line, not a real receivers or running backs, and he knows that's the only way he can win is to, you know, dumb it down and ground and pound, because, you know, everyone just wants him to throw it all over the field. We don't have the weapons. We don't have the quarterback to do that. I mean, does everyone forget the killer bees? Tomlin lets them throw that ball all over the field. Ben Roethlisberger has the NFL record for two back-to-back games with six touchdown passes, and he had 1,000 yards. 12 touchdown passes, 1,000 yards in two games. That's more than Kenny Pickett had his whole career. So Tomlin will open it up. We just don't have the weapons.
So here is the whole Tomlin conundrum, Danny, and it's a well-stated argument on your part, and I hope that you find a way to be productive at work today, but I just assume you're going to keep calling radio shows. It's why we love you. This is the national narrative on Mike Tomlin, too. They have to win this way, and we're going to talk to Jason Lockenfora coming up at 9:35. He puts this stuff out there all the time. They have to win this way because that's the roster construction. Well, Mike Tomlin has a big hand in constructing this roster. Don't ever forget that when our friend Doug Whaley was interviewing for the general manager job and Lewis Riddick and Omar Khan, and others, Mike Tomlin sitting at the table interviewing these guys. Never forget where the power lies within this organization. They know Mike Tomlin's never had a losing season. They just gave him a contract extension. Mike Tomlin is here for as long as he wants to be here. He's a Supreme Court justice. So Mike Tomlin's probably going to win 9 games this year, and the national narrative is going to be, he was able to win 9 games with a bunch of crap on offense, totally ignoring the fact that they've got crap on offense because Mike Tomlin is at the table making the decisions with Omar Khan and with Andy Weidel. And his vote probably counts for 2. So this is a disaster of his own creation, and when he makes the most of the disaster he's created, he winds up getting credit for it. And it's always baffling to me. And we love you, Danny. But I can't overlook the fact that he builds the roster.